Last time I explained that, decades ago, there were 7 specific things that C.S. Lewis decided to quit in order to help him grow in Christ. Now today, I want to introduce you to the first thing that he decided to quit to ensure growth in Christ. The first thing C.S. Lewis decided to quit was this. He determined to quit pouring his time into things that added zero value to his spiritual life. C.S. Lewis chose to quit anything that didn't feed his spirit. I know that in my life, there is, at times, so much noise, so many distractions, so many activities that I have the freedom to engage in, but they simply don't nourish my soul. They suck the strength right out of me. Now, this first thing C.S. Lewis decided to quit is not real specific. It will take some self-assessment to quit things that don't feed your spirit. It will take effort. It could be the internet, surfing the web. It could be binge-watching television programs, including sporting events. And I really identify with these. And I imagine many of you do as well. It is so easy, brethren, so easy to waste valuable time just surfing the internet endlessly. You sit down and start surfing the web, and before you know it, an hour or more has passed you by. You can binge watch a few episodes of some television show, and before you know it, 2 or 3 hours later have gone by just like that. And a person, including me, can sit down and watch hours and hours of some type of sporting event, football, baseball, whatever. And the chances are quite high that neither of these activities I just talked about have added anything to your or my spiritual life. To a large degree, these activities were nothing more than a temporary distraction. And, sadly, the hours that passed, you cannot get back. Paul says in Ephesians 5:16 in the New Living Translation, he says this, "Make the best of your time." That's good advice. Make the best of your time. Brethren, this morning, I encourage you to focus on what nourishes your soul. Analyze, scrutinize the daily activities of your life. Focus on the relationships in your life that positively contribute to your spiritual well-being. Friends, I want to leave you with this challenge. Be like C.S. Lewis and ask yourself this question. What in your life might you quit because it has zero value to your spiritual life? Amen.